Joining us, very special guest. I normally talk to her on the phone via email, but we've got her face-to-face. She is Danielle Redmond, the Executive Director of the Historic Paradise Foundation. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Tyler. Thank you for having me.
So a lot to talk about with you. We're going to jump around a little bit here, but you're here to talk about one specific topic. And when I said Historic Paradise, folks may not know what that is.
Correct.
So tell us what the Historic Paradise Foundation is and where that is in Fort Mill.
The Historic Paradise Foundation is a nonprofit that was founded in 2019 as a result of needing to spread awareness about preserving the history of the Paradise community. And so I am the seventh generation descendant of Handy White Sr., who was formerly enslaved, and he owned over 200 acres. Between he and his descendants had amassed more than 200 acres in Fort Mill, of which the Paradise community was part of, that was built by, it was envisioned by Handy White and continued to remain within his vision as a legacy, a true testament to his legacy, being born in the 1800s and being enslaved and to have created such generational wealth. So I am his seventh descendant, seventh line
wow.
down.
Yeah. Now, where is that in Fort Mill again? Can you give like a, maybe a landmark near
some
where that is?
So if you look to Tom Hall Street, if you take Steel Street down, you will see Paradise really on opposite sides, parallel. It used to be a lot larger, but it is starting to reduce in size due to a lot of growth in Fort Mill. But if you take Steel Street down to Springfield, where it intersects, that basically concludes the Paradise community.
Okay. So you are here to talk about the George Fish Early Childhood Center. This was something that was included in Fort Mill's bond referendum not too long ago.
Correct.
So tell me about the George Fish Early Childhood Center and the latest on that.
Okay. Well, the construction has started. It's a $64 million pre-K early childhood center for, it's a public school. That will house 750 four-year-olds, and it has been, it is.
Did you say 750?
750 kids. I have no idea where they're coming
That's
from.
That's a lot of youngins.
Welcome to Fort Mill.
Yeah, welcome to Fort Mill's right.
You know, but they will also be our future. So if you think about that, that creates opportunity for more youth to, you know, to lead in Fort Mill. So it will keep the community alive for sure. But the there was a school, a Rosenwald school, that was historically black and had been integrated in the 1970s, which was George Fish High School. And that school, when it closed down, it was torn down, and Duke Energy has a plant there. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a plant, but an operation center. And so the name has been memorialized, and now will be the name of this new school with the same mascot and colors.
Now, you said there's something coming up with school board regarding
yes.
this center?
Well, the school board, you know, as the governing body for the school district, they have seven people vying for four seats that are coming open.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know there's a lot of chatter about that. There's a forum taking place in October where I believe that's what is his name? Who normally does the he serves as the moderator.
Lucas McFadden's done
yes,
a lot of moderating.
Yes, yes.
Is he doing
so,
it? Okay.
I don't know if he's doing it yet, but he has done it in the past. And they're going to be able to kind of question those candidates. And so one of the things that we want to make sure is that those candidates are aware of our community.
I see.
The history, and that we are cemented as co-designers in this process, because it is coming to our community. We want all of the families of 750 pre-K each year that will trickle in. You think about that.
Yeah.
We want them to understand the community, the culture, the heritage, the history when they enter our community every day. So maybe there could be a Paradise Corner or something. We have a lot of greats in the community that can share history and artifacts and primary resources that can help house us, and the Fort Mill History Museum has been instrumental in collecting a lot and archiving a lot of the Paradise history, with Rufus Sanders leading that and Cora Dunlap, as well as a genealogist serving to help preserve our history.
Here with Daniel Redman, the executive director of the Historic Paradise Foundation. You know, I think, I'm careful how I word this, and I think people will understand where I'm going at. When you think of Fort Mill, you don't think areas of low income.
Correct.
You don't.
You're correct.
You know, you think Fort Mill, people kind of make the jokes of some of the most expensive homes in York County, which I think is actually true.
Yes.
However, you do have low income areas in Fort Mill. One of those is Historic Paradise. And we have partnered with you guys with Toys for Happiness.
Correct.
And we have taken care of a number of families since I've been with the program in 2020, I guess.
Okay, yes.
And I guess I guess the hardest question to ask here is that corner of Fort Mill, about how many kids, about how many families would you say that Historic Paradise tries to assist? Is that the accurate way to ask that?
Well, of course, we do not discriminate. We want to make sure that the youth of Paradise are included, but they're not the only youth we include. We really include those who really are seeking culturally responsive programming, because there are a lot of youth that enter after-school programs, youth programs, that require them to assimilate, and they have to leave culture outside. So where we have the staff, we have the programs that cater to their interests, that we understand the culture, we understand some of the behaviors and things. So where some youth may have severe issues at school, they do not have those issues. They're able to be successful at our program. So we have some youth that do come from other parts of Fort Mill, just so that they can experience that as well, because they can feel successful. They can feel like something is made with them at the center. So their identity, their wants, their needs, those things are cherished at our facility.
So anything else you'd like to add there, Danielle, about Historic Paradise?
The community is called Paradise. And so the organization that was founded is Historic Paradise Foundation.
Sorry about that.
But we know that the community is historically significant. Mm-hmm. So, and we've had conversations about this before where, you know, should this be have a historical designation? But we found out that that comes with a lot of restrictions.
Yeah.
And so we, of course, would not want to infringe on someone's desire to maintain their homes and property as they desire. But we would like there to be, you know, more awareness, more investments for the community. We see a lot of homes that are critically aged. And, you know, if we could get a lot of these homes, you know, rebuilt, add some mixed income housing and so on, we could see the community flourish again, because we have so many that are aging out. And then who takes the home? Mm. So, will it be descendants that will continue to live there, or will it be descendants that decide to sell, which is their right? But we have so many people come into the community and they say, hey, oh, they're only selling this for $50,000, $100,000, where the average home price is $500,000
sure.
or so. So they see the potential in our homes and they're willing to put the investments in. And so if we could have, you know, those in our greater community help to see the potential and help invest in our community so that it can remain significantly historic and significant to descendants that are there and descendants who want to come home. There have been a lot that have been displaced as a lack of housing opportunities. And for any subsidized housing that's within the area, there's a wait list of sometimes 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So some of the people who live there a long time, you know, and so we want some of our family members to come back, and it's really strong, you know, the identity, the traditions, and so they need somewhere to come back to, and they want to, you know, so it's home for so many.
Very good. She is Danielle Redman, the executive director of the Historic Paradise Foundation. Danielle, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Keep us updated on the Childhood Center.